请我们一起来翻开提多书第一章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 1.
提多书第一章第四节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 4.Titus 1, chapter 4. To Titus, my true son in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior.
在这里保罗称提多是他的真儿子是照着我们共信之道。
Here, Paul refers to Titus as his true son in our common faith.
这里提到一个很重要的用意，共信之道。
And this is very important, the common faith.
今天我们成为神的百姓也是因为这个共信之道。
And here, today, we are God's people because we are united in this common faith.
在教会里头我们成为属灵的弟兄姐妹因为这个共信之道。
And because of this common faith, we have become spiritual brothers and sisters within church.
我们在教会里头我们一起来服侍神我们是同工这也是因为共信之道。
And in church, we serve God together and become co-workers, and this is also because of our common faith.
所以我们知道在使徒时代他们已经有这个大家认定的所谓的 common faith, 共信之道。
So we know that even during the time of the apostles, indeed they have defined their common faith.
虽然他们没有像我们今天把它一条一条的列出来。
Even though perhaps they did not list each one.
但是我们实在是可以从新约圣经里头来找出他们所谓的共信之道。
But we can see from the New Testament what their common faith entailed.
所以一个神的教会它必须要有这个共信之道。
So a true church of God must have the common faith.
这个是神的教会的一个重要的基础。
And it is a very important foundation of the true church of Christ.
今天很多的基督徒他没有所谓的从圣经里头的这种共信之道。
And nowadays many Christians do not believe in the common faith from the Bible.
不是不 believe 是很淡薄
or they do not have a very deep understanding of the common faith
所以呢很多基督徒他是在一些牧师当中在游走着
so many believers they drift between different ministers
他喜欢哪一个牧师他就到哪里聚会
and whatever preacher they like they go service there
那有些基督徒是在各教会之间游走着。
So many Christians are wanderers between different churches.
他喜欢哪一个教会，他就在哪里参加聚会。
And whatever church they like, they attend service there.
很多的基督徒他的上一代、下一代是参加不同的教会。
And in many Christian families, different generations would attend different churches.
因为对很多的基督徒来讲，几乎没有所谓的这种共信之道。
Because to many Christians, the common faith does not exist.
如果有的话，就是相信耶稣，相信耶稣的爱，耶稣的拯救。
And if there's any commonalities, it's usually simply believing in Jesus and believing in the salvation from Jesus.
所以这个所谓共信之道，就是我们大家根据圣经，我们相信。
So what this common faith is what we all believe in according to the Bible.
所以在中文的这个我们的基本信仰每一条之前都有这样的字眼我信
That is why in the Chinese basic doctrines and beliefs the phrase I believe is listed before each one
我们要做在教会里头来服侍成为圣工人员这是最基本的要最基本的我们必须要相信这些共信之道
And it is fundamental for us as holy workers within the church to believe in our common faith
上次先到讲习会有一个姐妹她有一个很好的建议让我们如何很容易的把我们的十个基本信仰记起来。
In the previous training seminar, our sister gave us a really good recommendation of how we can memorize our 10 basic beliefs.
就是 ABC, 一二三四然后三个 S.
And it is ABC, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 3 S's.
我们再稍微复习一下。
Let's review.
这个 A, 就是第一条就是主耶稣基督就是真神。
And A is Lord Jesus Christ is the true God.
那我们的真神他是全能的神，是 Almighty God.
And our God is an Almighty God.
所以 A 第一条就是 A.
And that is A.
那 B 呢就是 Bible Holy Bible 圣经。
B is Holy Bible.
啊，这个圣经啊，是我们信仰、我们生活的根基标准。
And the Holy Bible is the standard for our faith and our living.
那 C 啊，就是 Church， 就是教会。
C is Church.
好，我们相信真耶稣教会是圣灵亲自建设的教会。
We believe that True Jesus Church was the church established by the Holy Spirit.
那是来复兴使徒时代那原始的教会。
And we are here to renew the church as an apostolic time.
好，那再来一二三四。
And then 1, 2, 3, 4.
好，我们就想到我们的灵恩会。
Let's think about our spiritual convocation.
啊，在灵恩会有一件重要的事情啊，就是会有啊新的弟兄姐妹受洗。
One of the most important parts of our spiritual convocations is the baptism of new brothers and sisters.
啊，所以一啊就是洗礼。
So one is baptism.
啊，洗礼主要的目的啊就是洗掉人的罪。
The main purpose of baptism is to cleanse sin.
那照着正常的顺序，一个人领受洗礼，罪得赦免。啊，然后领受圣灵。
So if we follow the common procedures, then after someone has received the baptism of sins, then he or she will receive Holy Spirit.
哦，那当然，主耶稣特别的怜悯，特别的恩典，有很多弟兄姐妹是在受洗前就领受圣灵。
But of course, because of Lord Jesus' mercy and grace, many people receive the Holy Spirit before their baptism.
哦，那照一般的过程呢，通常先受洗的。然后再领受圣灵。
But in the most common procedure, people are usually baptized first and then receive the Holy Spirit later.
哦，所以二就是圣灵。
So two is Holy Spirit.
哦，圣灵是我们得天国基业的凭据。
And the Holy Spirit is the seal for and the promise for us to enter the heavenly kingdom.
哦，那得圣灵是以讲灵言作为根据。
And the receipt of the Holy Spirit is shown by speaking in tongue.
那一个新受洗的弟兄姐妹，啊，也要接受洗浇礼。
And newly baptized brother or sister must also receive foot washing.
哦，所以三就是洗浇礼。
So number three is foot washing.
那洗脚让我们跟主耶稣有份。
And foot washing allows us to have part in the Lord.
哦，那灵恩会最后啊，就是我们同领这个圣餐。
And finally, at the end of spiritual convocation, we all receive Holy Communion together.
啊，圣餐领受圣餐是在领受奥秘啊，也是纪念主的死。
And to take part in Holy Communion is to commemorate the Lord's death.
啊，那也是在领受主的身体、主的血。
And to receive God's body and God's love, our blood.
啊，那这是一项属灵的奥秘。
And this is a spiritual mystery.
啊，一个人成为神的百姓，成为基督徒之后，那当然他当然在生活当信仰生活里头，他要看重安息日，遵守安息，来守安息日。
And after someone has become a part of God's people and body, of course, he or she must follow the sacrament of must keep the Sabbath.
啊，所以呢，接下来的三个 S 啊，第一个啊就是安息日。
So the first of the three S's is Sabbath.
哦，这个守安息日啊，是跟得救有关系。
And to keep the Sabbath is related to our salvation.
哦，那再来第九个啊，第二个 S 就是救恩。
Finally, the second S is salvation.
啊，靠着神的恩典，我们领受了主耶稣基督所赐给我们的救恩。
By God's grace, we have accepted the salvation given to us by Lord Jesus.
哦，这是本乎恩，也因着信。
And it is based in grace and by faith.
哦，那一个人他领受了得救的恩典之后，他会继续的活在这个世界上。
And after we have received the salvation and grace, we will continue living in this world.
啊，所以我们要靠着圣灵的帮助，哦，我们要来灵修自己，啊，追求圣洁，实行主的教训，过着爱神爱人的生活。
So by the Holy Spirit, we must continue to spiritually cultivate ourselves so that we can strive to live a life that honors God and love mankind.
哦，这个是整个救恩一个完整的，不是只是领受那属灵的奥秘，也是在生活当中一个实际的实行。
And the complete salvation requires us to also carry that out in our daily lives and not just receive the spiritual truth.
哦，那最后一个 S 啊，就是主耶稣的再临 ，Second Coming。
And the final S stands for Lord Jesus' Second Coming.
好，我们相信这个世界有结束的一天，主耶稣再来就是最后的审判。
We believe that one day this world will end, and Lord Jesus' second coming will be the judgment day.
希望这样的一个方式啊，能够帮助我们很容易的把这十个基本信仰能够啊记下来。
And I hope that this format allows us to easily remember our 10 basic beliefs.
那既然这个共信之道是这么的重要啊，所以呢，我们不但相信，我们一个圣公人员，我们也要做一些更深入一点的学习。
And since the common faith is so important, then for us as holy workers, we must not only believe, but we also must study in depth.
啊，甚至我们能够啊，应该到那种能够跟别人啊，来为别人来跟别人说明，来跟别人分享这个十个基本，这个共信之道，这十个基本信仰。
Furthermore, we must be able to share and also teach others about the ten basic beliefs.
哦，那所以当然这一本圣经。就是最重要的。
Of course, the Bible is the most important.
好，我们所谓共信之道是根据这一本圣经。
Our common faith is rooted in our holy Bible.
请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.2 verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and member of God's household. 20. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
这里说我们是神家里的人。
So he's, here the Bible tells us that we are members of God's household.
那我们是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，而且耶稣自己为房角石。
We have been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
那这边的根基，这边的房角石指的是什么？
And what is the foundation that's mentioned here?
这个不是只是这些使徒先知他们的美好的灵性美好的行为。
This does not only refer to the wonderful spirituality and the actions of the apostles and prophets.
更重要是他们所相信的，他们所传讲的这些信息。
More importantly, this is referring to the messages that have been preached by the early apostles.
所以我们所谓的共信之道不能够超越了这一本圣，超过了这一本圣经。
So our common faith must not exceed what is recorded in our Bible.
我们请参考约翰二书。
Let's turn to Second John.
约翰二书第九节。
Second John, verse 9. Verse 9. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son.
第十节。
Verse 10.If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take him into your house or welcome him.
在圣经里头，在新约圣经里头，有很多地方是勉励着我们要接待啊，接待这些为主而来劳苦传福音的啊，这一些履行传道的这些工人。
Many places in the New Testament, we are encouraged to accept those who are toiling for God and spreading God's message into our homes and show them hospitality.
但是在这里，使徒约翰却很严厉地讲，那有一种人呢，是不要接待，不要接待他，甚至啊，不要问他的安。
Here, Apostle John sternly says that there is a kind of person that you should not accept into your home.
就是所传讲的已经越过了基督的教训。
And that is someone who preaches what has exceeded the lessons that Lord Jesus left us.
以我们今天来讲，就是超越了、超过了这本圣经。的教训。
And whoever preaches this has exceeded what is in this Bible.
那如何去判断呢？今天很容易超过了这我们的共信之道这十个基本信仰的，这个就有问题。
And if anything exceeds our ten basic beliefs and what is in the Bible, then that is a problem.
因为这个跟得救有关系。
Because it is related to salvation.
所以这是一个很严肃的事情。
So this is a very stern matter.
我们请再看约翰一书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章第六节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 6. Verse 6. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood.
所以这个共信之道也是来做判别那个灵 是属神的还是谬妄之灵。
And the common faith is also related to discerning whether the spirit is from God or a spirit of falsehood.
使徒他们都是很谦卑的神的神的仆人神的工人。
All the apostles were very humble servants of God.
但是在讲到共信之道讲到得救的真理他们是很严肃的。
But when it comes to talking about discerning between the truth and falsehood, that is a very grave matter for them.
这里说不属神的就不听我们。
And if anyone does not belong to God, then does not listen to us.
看起来好像他们就是标准。
It seems like they are the standard.
人不是标准。
And humans are not the standard.
他们靠着主耶稣所传讲的信息，那个才是标准。
The message that they preach on behalf of Lord Jesus, that is the standard.
所以这个我们必须要借着圣经来查考这个共信之道。
So we must use the Bible in discerning whether something is belongs to our common faith.
那为什么我们一个圣工人员，我们要花时间很努力的来学习这个共信之道？
So why do we as holy workers need to spend a lot of time and effort in studying our common faith?
因为这个共信之道就是得救的正路。
Because our common faith is this path to salvation.
我们一个圣工人员。我们要帮助别人得救，我们自己也要得救。
And if we as holy workers must help others receive salvation, then we must be saved ourselves.
所以保罗说，他是攻克己身。
So Paul says that he is
要求他自己。
He demands a lot from himself.
他说恐怕我传福音给别人，我自己反被弃绝了。
Because what if I spread the gospel to others, but I am left behind?
那我们今天为主耶稣来工作我们也要把握住我们是能够得救的。
So today, even as we work for Lord Jesus, we must also hold on to our own salvation.
那这个共信之道就是得救的正路。
And the common faith is the path to salvation.
我们自己要相信走在这个得救的正路上。
We must personally believe and walk on this path.
我们为主耶稣工作的目的就是要引导人也来走这一条得救的正路。
And the goal for our servitude in Jesus Christ is so that we can lead others onto this path.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
十四节。
Verse 14. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
我们常常彼此勉励，我们要追求长大成人。
We often mutually encourage each other to no longer be infants.
我们要长大。
And to mature.
那个关键呢，就在于我们在真道上同归于一。
And the key to that is to be united within the truth.
就是在共信之道上面，我们都相信，我们都是一致的。
And for us to all agree and believe in the common faith.
这样子我们才不会成为一个半途离开、半途而废的一个基督徒。
In this way, we do not become wandering Christians.
所谓的基督徒就是保罗所说的真以色列人。
And Christians are, as Paul says, true Israelites.
是属于那一个一个身体。
We belong to the one body.
主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的教会。
The body of Christ and the church of Christ.
少数的人离开了真耶稣教会。
A small number of people have left True Jesus Church.
他绝大部分他还是一个基督徒，他还是相信耶稣。
But for the most part, they're Christian because they still believe in Lord Jesus.
那为什么会离开？
But why did they leave?
其中有一个原因，他对这共信之道已经越来越模糊。
And one of the main reasons is that they have become unclear about the common faith.
甚至到最后，他已经不能够完全的来顺服、来相信 这个共信之道。
Or even for some people, it is difficult for them to wholly believe in the complete common faith.
啊，从圣经来看，这样的人他失去了得救的盼望。
From the Bible's point of view, this person has lost the hope in salvation.
啊，如果我们一个圣工人员，我们落入这种地步，那是啊，非常的非常的可惜的。
And if we as a holy worker tread this path, then it will be very tragic.
为什么说这个共信之道是我们是得救的正路
？So why do we say that the common faith is the path to salvation?
要得救一个很先决的条件，我们跟神和好。
To be saved, one of the most important requirements is that we have a good relationship with God.
Reconciled.
Oh, we have been reconciled with God.
这个也是主耶稣来到这个世界上的一个主要的目的。
And this is one of Lord Jesus' main purpose in coming to earth.
借着他的救赎，让我们跟神和好。
So through his redeeming blood, we can be reconciled with God.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
Romans chapter 5, verse 9.
Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Verse 10. For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
这说我们是啊，如何称义的？
Here it tells us how we have been justified.
第一节说是因信称义。
And
五章第一节好说。我们因信称义。
Verse 1 of chapter 5 says that we have been justified through faith.
那第九节告诉我们，这个因信称义里头呢，包含着一个很重要的关键，就是主耶稣的宝血。
But verse 9 tells us that in our justification through faith, one of the key elements is Lord Jesus' blood.
那主耶稣的宝血什么时候在我们身上产生功效？
And when did Lord Jesus' precious blood take effect upon us?
就是我们在接受圣经里头的一洗的时候，主耶稣的宝血在我们身上来产生功效。
And Lord Jesus' blood took effect on us when we took part in the biblical cleansing, the wash, the baptism.
所以在灵里头，我们身上是带着耶稣的宝血这一个和好的记号。
So spiritually, we have been marked by Lord Jesus' blood in our justification.
这个是今天很多基督徒所忽略的。
And this is something that has been disregarded by many Christians.
很多的基督徒认为自己已经跟神和好。
Many Christians believe that they have already been reconciled with God.
因为他觉得说他已经相信了耶稣基督，他就已经称义了。
Because they believe that if they have believed in Christ, they have been justified.
这个跟神和好不是我们自己来认为，是神认定。
But our reconciliation with God is not something that we can determine, but rather it's determined by God.
所以必须要身上有耶稣基督宝血的记号。
So we must be marked by Christ's blood.
所以很多基督徒说他跟神和好了，其实从圣经来看，他并没有跟在灵里头他还没有跟神和好。
So even though many Christians claim to be reconciled with God, from the Bible's point of view, they have not been.
做一个基督徒接下来很重要的就是不断的灵修自己，能够成为光成为盐。
Next, it is very important for us as Christians to spiritually cultivate ourselves.
这是只要成为基督徒，这是大家共同的目标。
And to become the light and the salt of this world, it is a common goal for all of us.
但是很多的基督徒在他的灵修生活里头其实是没有圣灵的工作。
Many Christians lack the Holy Spirit's work in our spiritual cultivation.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
Romans chapter 2, verse, chapter 8, verse
2. Verse 2. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
这里说靠着主耶稣基督的圣灵来释放我们。
Here we see that we have been freed from sin by the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
我们脱离罪和死是有圣灵的工作。
And we are set free from sin and death because of the Holy Spirit.
再看十三节。
And verse 13. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
哦，这里也是说靠着圣灵来帮助我们，致使我们身体的这个罪性、恶行。
Here again, we see that by the Spirit we can put to death the misdeeds of our body.
哦，今天我们人通常只是看到这个外在。
And often we only see the appearances.
哦，我们看到很多啊。非基督徒，他也有很好的行为，很好的表现。
And we see that many non-Christians also have very good behavior and actions.
我们看到很多所谓的基督徒，他也有很好的行为。
And we see many people who label themselves as Christians behave very well.
其实很多的时候，很多人他只是在做这种人格的训练。
Oftentimes, a lot of people work on their own personalities.
哦，在一个好的环境情况之下。
In a good environment.
啊，在一些的勉励之下。
And under many encouragements.
哦，甚至这本圣经就是很好的勉励。
Indeed, the Bible encourages us to become better people.
哦，所以外显出来的，就让人看到这些很美好的。言语行为
So the outward appearances may have many good deeds and many good words.
在人来看，一般都会说这个人有很好的修行，有很好的德性，甚至说他有很好的灵性。
And so from a human point of view, we can often say that this person is very moral and is virtuous and or even very spiritual.
在神来看，这个人他所做的只不过是他的一个自我的人格的要求，人格的信念。
But from God's point of view, this person has done nothing more than to improve his or her own personality.
哦，在神来看，其实他身上没有所谓圣灵的工作。
But from God's point of view, this person has actually not received the work of the Holy Spirit.
哦，那我们在真耶稣教会里头，啊，我们实在是有这个圣灵啊，圣灵的工作。
But we are in, indeed in True Jesus Church, and we have the working of the Holy Spirit.
哦，神所要的不但是我们这种自我人格的信念，更他啊，更重要的是真的有圣灵的同在，圣灵的工作。
God wants us to not only improve our character, but also allow the Holy Spirit to work within us.
我们的共信之道，也就是得救的正路。
Our common faith is the path to salvation.
啊，主耶稣的再来，这个是必定的。
Jesus Christ's second coming is definite.
啊，主耶稣再来啊，就是所有的基督徒要得永生奖赏的时候。
And his second coming is when all the true Christians will receive reward.
啊，很多基督徒要离世的时候，都好像很有把握的，我要回天家。
Many Christians upon their death, are very sure that they will return to the heavenly kingdom.
哦，其实很多的基督徒他跟天国有没有混呢？这是一个很大的问号。
But there's it is a big question mark whether many Christians have part in the heavenly kingdom.
那为什么我们要学？好，我们不但相信共信之道，我们也要去学习。
So why do we not only believe in the common faith, but we must also learn?
哦，我们越学习，我们越会从心中里头发出阿门。
Because the more we learn, the more we can say Amen with our hearts.
啊，因为我们的信仰，我们的共信之道，真的是根据圣经。
Because our faith and our common faith is based in the Bible.
既然它是得救的正路
，Since this is the path to salvation.
哦，所以它里头就包含着神的奥秘。
So it includes the mysteries of God.
哦，那既然是神的奥秘，就必须要有圣灵的带领。圣灵的启发。
And since these are mysteries of God, then we need the Holy Spirit's revelation.
在约翰福音的十六章，我们很熟悉的说，圣灵要带领我们进入真理里头。
So we are all very familiar with John chapter 16, where it says the Holy Spirit will lead us into true salvation.
哦，这个圣灵要帮助主耶稣的门徒想起。主耶稣所说过的话。
And the Holy Spirit will help the disciples of Christ remember what Christ has said.
哦，这个想起的更深一层的意义是明白相信。
And the deeper level of remembering is to understand.
哦，这就是为什么使徒在新约圣经里头使徒的这些教训，对我们来讲是这么的重要。
And that is why the teachings and the lessons from the disciples in the New Testament are so important to us.
他们明白了主耶稣给他们的教训。
Because they have understood what Christ has taught them.
他们相信了主耶稣给他们的教训。
And they have believed in the lessons that Christ has taught them.
哦，然后他们把它写在这个新约圣经里头。
And finally, they have recorded them in the New Testament.
哦，那今天我们越去查考我们的共信之道。啊，我们越是感谢神，心中不断地说阿们。
And today, the more that we study the lessons left behind, the more we can give thanks to God and say Amen with our hearts.
啊，因为圣灵同样的在我们真耶稣教会里头来工作。
Because the Holy Spirit works within our church.
啊，让我们能够进入真理里头。
And the Spirit leads us into truth.
啊，让我们想起了这些使徒在新约圣经里头所记载的。
So we may remember and understand what has been recorded by the disciples.
啊，我们能够明白，我们能够相信。
So we can understand and believe.
啊，我们知道我们的得，我们走在这个得救的正路上面。我们的得救是有把握的。
So we can be sure that as we walk on this path of salvation, our salvation is secure.
我们请参考哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Verse 11. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him?In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
这个共信之道，这个就是属于神的，这个是神的事情。
And the common faith is God's matter.
因为这是神拯救人的方法。
Because that is how God plans to save mankind.
这里说，除了神的灵，没有人知道神的事。
And here we see that aside from the Spirit of God, no one knows the thoughts of God.
所以这是一件很奇妙的事情。
This is a very wonderful thing.
大家用同样一本圣经。
Everyone uses the same Bible.
但是这些得救的要道啊，很多人他就是不会看重，他就是不容易接受。
But for some people, it is difficult for them to see the requirements of salvation, and it's difficult for them to accept.
当我们有时候对别人讲，他不会说阿们，他要一直的反驳。
And sometimes when we preach to people, they do not say Amen, but instead they fight back and argue.
但是神所拣选的人，他接受而且说 Amen.
But those who have been chosen by God, they accept the truth and they say Amen.
所以我们知道，我们的共信之道是完全的根据圣经。
So we know that our common faith is completely in accordance with the Bible.
那既然我们的共信之道完全根据圣经，那么这个就也能够增加我们的信心。
And since we know that our common faith completely abides with the Bible, then this also increases our faith.
信仰的路程是一个充满着征战挑战的路程。
The journey of faith is one that is full of trials and obstacles.
我已经讲过，我们一个圣工人员，我们很要紧的就是我们自己也要得救。
I have already mentioned that as holy workers, it is very important for us to be saved.
所以我们的信心要坚定。
So our faith must be steadfast.
这个所谓信心的坚定，就是牢牢的抓住这个共信之道。
And the strength of our faith comes from holding on tightly to the common faith.
到最后已经不是在讲这个所谓的爱心，这个行为、言语这些。
So in the end, we're not talking about love or our actions or our words.
这个只要神愿意，很快的就能够很完美。
Because if God is willing, these things can be improved rather quickly.
所以我们有时候可以看到一个人的行为，短短的时间。他有很大的改变，180度的改变。
Sometimes we can see that someone's actions can have a drastic change.
最困难的是对共信之道那个相信。
The most difficult part is our belief in the common faith.
在越来越多的属灵的征战挑战里头，我们的信心要坚定。
And so our faith must be firm as we face more and more spiritual battles.
能够用这个共信之道做我们信仰真正的基础， 我们才能够真正的得到属灵的力量。
And only when we use the common faith as the foundation of our faith, then can we receive the Spirit, the strength that from the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣的应许会真的实现在我们的生活里头，我们在侍奉上面，我们的侍奉上面。
And only in this way can Lord Jesus' promise be fulfilled in our lives and in our service.
请看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16.
马可福音十六章二十节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 20. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed His word by the signs that accompanied it.
这里说。门徒他们在先到的时候，主耶稣跟他们同工，跟他们同在。
Here we saw that Lord Jesus worked with the disciples as they preached everywhere.
这些门徒，他们想起主耶稣所说的话，他们明白相信了主耶稣的教训。
Because these disciples have remembered Christ's words and also believed, and understood His teachings.
他们走在这个共信之道上面。
They walk on the path of the common faith.
所以主耶稣跟他们同在。
So Jesus Christ was with them.
今天早上的祷告会里头，杨传道所强调的一个重点之一，就是得着神的同在。
And earlier this morning during our prayer session, one of the points that Pastor Liang emphasized was to have the abidance of God.
如何得到神的同在？
How can we receive the abidance of God?
再加上一点，就是我们走在这得救的正路上面。
And an additional point to that is for us to walk on the path of the common faith.
我们相信共信之道。
We believe in the common faith.
我们传扬共信之道。
And we preach it to others.
我们最后看马太福音二十八章。
Finally, let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Verse 20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
这里神应许说，我常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Here, God promised that He will be with us until the very end of our age.
这些门徒他们必须要相信主耶稣的教训，而且传讲主耶稣的教训。
The disciples must believe in the lessons from Christ and also preach His word.
主耶稣的教训当然包括了我们每一天的生活，我们的言语，我们的行为。
And Christ's teachings, of course, includes our actions and our daily speech.
还有另外一个层面很重要的这个得救的正路。
Another level is how we can walk on the path of salvation.
让我们能够得着永生，得着天国赏赐的这个层面。
So how, and his teachings also included how we can receive eternal life and eternal dwelling in the heavenly kingdom.
所以共信之道是我们每一个弟兄姐妹我们信仰的基础。
So the common faith is the foundation of everyone's faith.
也是我们整个教会的基础。
And the foundation of our church.
那我们如何去学习这个共信之道呢？
So how can we study the common faith?
对我们圣工人员来讲，我给大家两个建议。
So I will give two recommendations to all the holy workers.
第一个，我们出版了十本的小册子，十本小册子就是我们的共信之道那十个基本信仰。
Firstly, we have published 10 booklets and pamphlets recording the 10 basic beliefs.
你如果没有仔细去看过的，请你一定要仔细的去看。
If you have not read these very thoroughly and carefully, please do so.
那这十本你很仔细的看过之后，
And after you have very carefully read all 10 of these pamphlets,
再来，我们有一本基本信仰的这个问答。
Next, we have a book of questions and answers regarding the 10 basic beliefs.
这个你要花更多的，这个会花比较多的时间，你要花时间把那一本也好好的仔细的去研读。
And you must spend even more time reading very carefully through this book.
如果说共信之道这么重要的话，我们一定 要有这个行动。
And since the common faith is so important, then we must take action and do this.
哦，那一本 Q&A 再加上十本小册子。
That book of question and answers, as well as the 10 different pamphlets.
哦，相信我们这样子做，主耶稣会喜悦，主耶稣一定跟我们同在，跟我们同工。
So that in this way, God can be delighted in us, and Lord Jesus can be with us in all the work that we do.
我们一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.